Welcome back to Sports Day, Tuesday night. Tell you what, this team's been pretty impressive in the trials so far. Two trials, two wins, including the first time in 10 years picking up the Charity Shield. There is a rumour going around this. He slept with the Charity Shield on Saturday
Didn't
night.
Happen.
You started that rumour, Sats. Let's ask him, the St George Illawarra Dragons coach, Anthony Hook Griffin on Sports Day. G'day, Hook.
How are you, boys?
Yeah, really good, Hook, and congratulations so far over the last 2 weeks with the trials. Looks like you got your team pretty much sorted by the looks of it. But when it comes to you know, many say trials are just trials and you don't take much out of them. But as a coach, did preparing for the Charity Shield mean more than a trial for your squad?
Yeah, it is a little bit more since, you know, I've only been, this is my second one at the Dragons. The last year we got comprehensively flogged, and it was a bit, you know, a bit of a, I suppose, an insight for me as to, you know, how both teams approach that fixture. It's got a lot of history, and it's a trial, obviously, and we play a lot of players, but it does have a little bit of a different feel to it than your normal run-of-the-mill trial. There's a lot more, intensity, and I think, you know, the first half last week was a pretty good quality game of footy, you know, whether it be a trial or not. It dropped away in the second half, but there was a good game of footy.
When you miss the finals and not winning a game after Barbecue Gate last year, is even winning trials and when you miss the finals, is winning basically just trying to become infectious amongst your team when you try and treat trials like regular season games, Hook?
I think whatever you win at this level, Sats, it's a good thing. Old coach once told me there's no such thing as a bad win, no matter when it is. And for us, obviously, we were terribly disappointed with the way we finished last year after putting ourselves in a pretty strong position, you know, up to round 16. So that's been dealt with, and I think the whole club dealt with it really well at the time. But certainly, we've had a really good off-season, and so it was important that we transferred that into, you know, performances going into round one. You know, whether or not we won or not, we started poorly against Parramatta and probably, you know, put ourselves in a position to lose that game. But last weekend we got it right for long periods, so that gives you a bit of confidence.
Mm. I'm just thinking about the club's proud history, Hook, and I know you've been there. You've really got your feet under the desk a full 12 months there now, entering into this second year, and it's so important at every club, but particularly the Dragons. Was there much said or done about in and around John Raper's recent passing and his funeral?
Yeah, there was, Madge. We attended the service yesterday, and the whole 30-man squad and the coaching staff form the guard of honour at the end for Chook's coffin and family, which was a real honour, and it was a special event. It was at the SCG, and the players got a lot out of it, and we spoke about it afterwards. Norm Proven's passing also, I think it was November, December, was a big thing for our club as well, and we're going to honour both of those players at home games this year. So it has got an enormously proud history, our club, you know. So those type of things are held, you know, with the deepest respect.
For sure. And a lot of those great players, you throw in Reg Gasny, another immortal, and they spend a lot of years at the club and all of their top grade times at the club. And then I look at your group of players. We've been talking about this since late last year. You've got this young, exciting group of players, most of them backs, you know, 20, 21-year-olds. How important has that been to keep them together? You know, has that been a priority for you and for the club? Because you see these guys, and if you can manage to do that and they reach their potential, the club can just go ahead in leaps and bounds.
Yeah, it's really important. I think we've got most of them done for at least the next 2 years. So it is important. And, you know, one of the most important ways of building your list is from within. And if you can do that, it generates not only your culture, but economically, it's a lot easier to manage. And also, you know the players, you know, on a real deeper level because, you know, you've seen them since 17, 18, you've given them their debuts and they always appreciate that. So we've done that probably, I think, about four times last year, the year before Ramsey and Max Figoy debuted. So there is a crop of them coming through and there's also a group there, Badge, like Lomax and Laurie and those type of guys that are still relatively young that, you know, have been at the club their whole life too. So there's that group of genuine homegrown players that are there and it's super important for your club. You need a lot of juniors on your list to win a premiership. That's been proven over the last, you know, 8 to 10 years if you look at the stats. When you're building a list, you've got to be able to grow your own team.
Now, Hook, it's great seeing Jack Bird injury-free playing the rugby league that we knew that he could always play after winning a comp with the Sharks. You found a position for him in the back row. Where will you focus on Jack Bird leading into the season, forming that back row combination like you did on the weekend with Jaden Sewer?
Yeah, back row lock. Sats, he spent some time in the centres or most of his time in the centres last year. And last year, I suppose, the project for Jack was just to get him back and play 20-odd games, which he did. He hadn't played hardly any footy for 3 years. So obviously he had a pretty good start to the year, but it did no pre-season. It was more rehabbing that knee and, you know, downplaying it, you know, it was a season just to get him back on his feet more than anything. But now he's confident in his body. He's a different person. Last year he's had a full off-season. You know, he's really up and about and buoyant and enjoying his football. You know, we can get him back closer to the ball where there's a higher work rate and more involvement, so there's less pressure, more pressure on him. We're just trying to keep him to limited game involvement, and centre was a spot where he could handle without, you know, having to really, you know, be under pressure for long periods of time last year. So he'll play in the back row, whether it be in the middle of the lock or on an edge.
Being a Rocky boy, you know Ben Hunt better than probably anyone in rugby league outside of his parents. And I'm really impressed with what he did for you last week in the Charity Shield in the number 7 jersey. He looks leaner, Hook. He doesn't look as chunky and as muscly as what he's been throughout his career.
I'll pass that on, Sats. I like that. He was a chubby little hooker when he first made it in 2011 when I last, you know, had something to do with him when he first came into first grade. He used to come on and waddle around and play 20 minutes in the middle of the game. But, you know, the only thing I can say about Ben, and I've known him a long time, is he's a teammate you want. He's a really honest person. He's a great teammate. He's a tough competitor. As you said, he's got himself in great nick. And at this stage of his career, as all, you know, good playmakers do, they're at the peak of their powers with the knowledge of the game that they have, and it just comes a lot smoother and a lot slower to them. It's like, you know, I suppose playing a game of chess now. They know where to move the parts and what, you know, what different shapes look like. And most good, you know, the good ball players, you know, like the Cronks and Thurstons and Maloney's and that type of guys, it was years 30 to 33 or 34 where they could really control a game. And And Ben's in that period of his career now. And I think our most important thing is just, you know, to keep our fingers crossed that he stays fit. He only played 13 games last year, which cost us as well. But if he stays fit, he's one of the, you know, the better halfbacks and playmakers in the game, no doubt.
Tell you what, he's one of the best hookers in the game too. I've got to say, stuff he's done
in Origin
has been outstanding. Outstanding. Yeah. Hey, who's been the most impressive, these new recruits you got? And a good list it is. Moses Mbai and Aaron Woods, George Burgess, Jaden Sewer, Frank Milo. Who's any of those standing out? Are they all where you thought they'd be?
Yeah, the Bats have all been really good. You know, myself and Ben Harron, the general manager here, We did a lot of research on the people we brought in. We wanted to make sure they're the right people for our club going forward. You know, they can obviously play, but We want to make sure that our club, you know, grows in the right way culturally, and they've all been excellent. Moses Suli, who had a big game on the weekend, from Manly to centre. You know, they're hard workers. You know, guys like Burgess and Woods and Umbai that have been around a long time have been really great for the younger guys. They've been really selfless in giving you their time and in amongst getting themselves ready to play. They've enjoyed, you know, being around that younger crew you mentioned before. And you know, Sue is a real professional. He's a, you know, one of those hard men on the edge. I think, you know, he's in for a big year as well.
Mm, absolutely. You know what's been the most refreshing thing for me for the last week or two? And maybe it's happening around the Dragons and all the footy team. Are you talking about COVID still, or is that sort of something we're not even concerned about now?
No, we're still concerned about it. But you're right. We actually, this afternoon at a staff meeting, when we first come back after Christmas, that's all you spoke about. And that's, most squads had probably half their squad infected then, coming back from Christmas holidays. So the first week or two was a battle. But everyone, except for about two staff members at our club, have had it now. So I suppose, like the general public, once you've been through it, you see it as less of a threat. But for us now going into the season, there's a little bit of nervousness, because obviously if you do get a case, and we've got to travel the first round, which, heightens the risk. If you do get a case or two, it's going to affect your starting side. But we've got a great protocol, and the staff that run our protocols, and so far we've been able to, you know, get through most of the post-Christmas stuff without any interruption. So hopefully that carries on next week. But it's still in our view, you know, just because it means loss of players. But certainly, I suppose the players are a lot like the public at the moment. It's you know, not trying to downplay it, but there's probably not that anxiety about it that there was 6 months ago, now that everyone's sort of been vaccinated and had it and got through it.
Yep.
Hook, I love trying to find out who the circuit breakers are in each team, the characters in each club. Now, I'm hearing a rumour, and I want to get him on the show one night. I'm hearing that the Dapto Canary, Blake Laurie, is a bit of a character.
Yeah, he is a bit of a character, blocker. You'd want to put a half an hour aside. He'll talk your ear off. He's a good young kid. He's a good local guy. He's just re-signed with us. But a real character. Yeah, the boys get a laugh out of him, and he gives them a laugh as well. He's one of those sort of old school props, and he's a real good team man. He'd be a good bloke for you to talk to.
Yeah. Now, before we let you go, we're going to try and get the NRL to host the quickest player over 100 metres. Jason Saab would be from Manly. We're thinking Josh Adokar from the Dogs. If the Dragons had to enter a player, who would it be?
That's a good question. I'd be out of Sloan or Ramsey. Ramsey's really quick, as you saw on the weekend. Sloan's one of those guys that runs as fast as he has to. You know, he's a real glider, and he's got a lot of gears. He looks like he's not moving, but he's, as you would have seen, he's just a great athlete to watch. I might throw Sloan in there. He might be a smoky.
Nice.
Right, yeah, put him on the list. Hook, we appreciate your time tonight on Sports. So we've got a lot of Dragons listeners who listen to the show, and we appreciate you keeping us up to date. Good luck. Round one, Sunshine Coast Stadium. It is Saturday, March 12 against the Warriors. Anthony Hook-Griffin, thanks for your time on Sports Day.
No worries, guys. Anytime. See you.